Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking about that, reading some good stuff, the Orlando Sentinel will be packed with UCF information. Was during the spring, is during the summer, and as they prepare for their first Power 5 season in the Big 12, Jason Beatty will be right on top of it. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. I got to agree with you. Keith is a great guy and a really hard worker.
Yeah, he is. And the very fact that you're in a situation now where the spotlight's going to be on you and what you write and what you put out more than ever because, let's face it, I mean, UCF has jumped into the big boy conference, the Power 5 conference, having probably a schedule like they've never had before. How are they preparing? Because I know they have some really good summer camps planned and they had a really good spring.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Gus Malzahn, went into the transfer portal, addressed some team needs. They still have a few spots left for a couple, maybe one, maybe two more transfers that could arrive over the summer. Just this past week, the rest of the 2023 signing class arrived to campus. Guys like Isaiah Nixon, Andrew Harris, key pieces that weren't able to enroll early but are on campus now, and that's a good sign for sure. And these summer workouts, not just for the recruiting camps and whatnot, but the NCAA rules have changed so much over the past few years where, you're able to get a little bit of work in with a football and, of course, no pads on or anything like that. But these summer workouts are crucial. I mean, this is a really, really important summer for a number of reasons for UCF. And they know that. And John Rice told me he knows that. And Gus Malzahn knows that. And I think every day that they can improve will really go a long way in the Big 12 their first year.
Yeah, no doubt. Jason Beatty joining us. Orlando Sentinel, and this year, as I said, they step it up. I mean, there's some games against Oklahoma and Kansas State and Boise State. You're used to playing some good schedules, don't get me wrong, but this is a whole different ball game now because of the fact that you still play Houston, which was a conference team, and it will be a conference team as well. Play Cincinnati, team that they played, West Virginia. There's some good games on there. I'm not lying to you.
No, not at all. I mean, this is UCF's toughest schedule in school history, without a doubt. I mean, you're going from playing one or two Power 5 schools, maybe three with a bowl game, every year to playing guaranteed, no matter what happens the rest of the way. They're going to be playing nine Power 5 teams. And the Big 12 has a requirement where they have to play one Power 5 in their non-conference. So every year you're going to be playing 10. And if you include a bowl game, potentially 11 Power 5 teams on their schedule, which is really difficult. I mean, that's going to be an adjustment. That's going to be some growing pains for UCF, not necessarily because of their starters. And Gus Malzahn, I mentioned the transfer portal before. They've added guys like Javon Baker and John Rice Plumlee and, some other key guys from the transfer portal that have Power 5 experience. But that depth, Gus Malzahn has talked about so much, depth on the offensive line, the defensive line. These Power 5 schools have that depth. And I think UCF's done a good job of addressing those issues, but that's key in recruiting, targeting guys and developing them to, maybe come off the bench and still be just as good as the starting lineup for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Jason Beatty joins us as you talk UCF football. And, I look at what they've done. They always have good summer camps. They attract a lot of kids. I think their relationship now with the Central Florida area is perhaps as good as it's ever been. because they're friendly with all the schools. They're getting a lot of whatever events that they have, the Orlando Edgewaters and the Sanford Seminoles and those type of programs. The Kissimmee Osceola obviously have the John Walker making his debut this year as a freshman and a commitment from Tavion Swint, obviously one of the best 2025 running backs in the state, maybe one of the best in the country. So they're doing a lot of local mending, which they didn't have to. I know O'Leary didn't really have a great rapport with it, with the local people. I think Scott Frost started to, obviously. But what they have now, I think it's the best relationship with that Central Florida area. And you know as well as I do, all the way down the I-4 corridor up to Jacksonville and down to the Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. They're establishing some pretty good relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about Gus Malzahn, his first two full recruiting classes have been filled with the Central Florida talent. Guys like Nekhai Martinez, the Henderson twins from Seminole, Apopka, Seminole, Vito, Winter Park, other powerhouses throughout the area. They're really making an effort, and it's being recognized because you're starting to see kids that, want to play with their old teammates that they know, right. Friends that they know, friends that they grew up with. I mean, UCF just had its major recruiting official visit weekend this past weekend, Bounce House weekend. I spoke with four-star safety Brandon Jacob from Evans, and he really has burst onto the scene this past year after a really stellar junior year. And we asked him, who do you know on the team? And he mentioned, Nekhai Martinez and some of these other guys from the area that Gus Malzahn has signed in such a short amount of time. So because of that and because of the Big 12, they're going to be in it with some of these local guys that they simply weren't in before. And you mentioned right. John Walker before, the highest rated recruit of all time. Tavion Swint would pass that if he continues to remain committed and eventually sign with UCF. So it's really impressive what Gus Malzahn has done, and that was something he laid out day one when he got introduced to UCF. And, look, I think when you say the right things at an introductory press conference, it's easy to do that. But when you actually go through with that and keep to your word and recruit at a high level, that's impressive. And you're absolutely right. With the camp cycle starting up, there's going to be plenty of high school coaches from the
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.